Rover. Right now it's 8:34 with the My Morning Crew. You got Nixon, Tegan, Jordan, and producer Ryan. Kia ora.
Te mari e.
Also
got our friends from Unitech back, Renee and Anadu.
Yo, what's good? What's good? Maranga mai, tamaki makaurau.
Hey, we're
back. Yeah. Hey, did you guys hear? Lois from yesterday won the My Lockbox of Unitech.
Oh, massive, massive. Woo!
Congratulations.
We were all surprised. Yeah. It was like we were sitting in the reaction video. We were all like, oh my gosh, because we're so used to it. We're waiting till the end of the week and we're trying to feed them the clues. Like, come on.
Come on. Yeah. So it's good to give it away.
Well, I'm really glad that actually happened because I have now found out that I've got way more whānau than I thought. They're all hitting me up. What's the code, Kaze? So yeah. I'm really actually glad that it's all done.
We love the fact that it brought people together. Yeah. It really brought people together. But it's good to have you guys back in, and we're obviously trying to encourage people to upskill and look at new career paths as well. And Unitech have got, like, what, over 100 different courses?
Yeah. Easily over 100 different courses. Think of them as opportunities, whānau, because what we know is education brings opportunity.
Yeah, cool.
We've actually got a question that's just come through on the text machine now. It says, hey, I'm wishing to apply for Level 4 Drainage Free Fees course. Just got a question, would I be available, as in did my plumbing and gas apprenticeship over 10 years ago, started around 2005. I wanted to upskill and go for my drainage now. Will the free fee scheme be available for me?
Whoa, that's a real good question. Yeah. So that a lot of the details of how the funding's going to come out hasn't quite settled just yet.
Yep.
What we do have, and it's a bit of an easier process for many of our students. What we always try and get students to do is apply, because applications bring the opportunity. Without no application, it's really, really tough trying to get a quick turnaround on an application, turning it into an enrolment, getting them into a class.
Yeah.
So for that particular question, it sounds like there's a lot more layers to it, with it being started a long time ago, wanting to jump in now. I always try and say yes first and then go figure out how.
Yeah.
Hey? I love that.
So we try to say yes more than we say no. So my suggestion to the bro who's on, who sent through the question, hit us up on our website, hit us up on our social media, or flick me an email on at unitech.ac.nz. Hit me up direct. Sweet.
Cool.
There you go.
I love that you the wording around, you know, we should look at courses like opportunities. When it comes to tertiary education, what are some roadblocks that maybe common misbeliefs about tertiary education that are stopping maybe our rangatahi or any adult for that matter of coming to Unitech or furthering and getting those opportunities?
I guess the biggest one is, or most common one, is when people think practical, they think maybe not so good at reading and writing.
That's a huge one.
So let's switch that around, because everyone, any job that you do, there's some doing in it, right? And what we're trying to do is make the doers. Or upskill those areas as well. It's just as important. So if I put it in this context, you've got your prized possession, it's your car. All you love it. So you go to take it to a mechanic, two mechanics, two are your options. One says, I know how to fix your car. I'm really good at it because I know the manual to it, inside and out, upside down, back to front.
Yeah.
The other mechanic then says, don't listen to him, brother. I've done it before. I know how to do it. I know how to treat your car. Don't listen to nothing else. Who do you choose?
Ooh.
The guy with the experience, right?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yay!
Let's go.
Wait, I really wasn't sure what to pick. I was like, surely it's
I got the right answer?
If he knows my car, then I'm with it.
Yeah, or some guys read the instruction manual. I don't know. I'm confused. I'm lucky that you front-footed it. So another one of the hurdles sometimes for a lot of people is the finance side of it. Because, you know, courses can be expensive.
Absolutely.
And expense levels are very different from person to person. Like, can we talk about scholarships and financing? Like, is that available?
100%.
Yeah.
We've got a number of scholarships. For me, I'm just going to put my... So I'm a parent. I'm just going to put my parent portrait on for a sec. So my kids are in Rūmaki Reo education. And for students or whānau that are in Rūmaki Reo or Kura Kaupapa, we offer scholarships particularly for those whānau.
Cool.
And you don't even have to submit your application in English. You can just submit it in Te Reo. So I really appreciate that as a parent with kids that are in that space. So
That's awesome.
A question came through. I think it's really important to ask because I went to uni, but I had to do a test because I failed school. And then I found I actually did way better in the uni test than I did an NCAA level. So do you have to have passed NCAA level 1, 2 and 3 to try and get into UniTech? Is there a process where you can take a test and get in, or what's the process there?
Yeah. So very similarly, so I was the same as yourself, John. And at UniTech, we will do everything that we can to get you from where you are to where you want to be, provided that pathway is through us. So NCAA stuff, all of that sort of criteria stuff matters for those who are straight out of school under 20. Mm-hmm. Once you hit 20, then opportunities differ because you've got a bit of life experience. You're walking a different life to those that are coming straight out of school.
Yeah.
So then sometimes there is a test to sort of for us to have a look and along with some of your life experience, for us to have a look at where we may best suit you for best chance of success, because that's all we want. Okay. Once we get the success, then it brings more opportunity. Mm.
So you help build that plan.
Absolutely. It's sounding like we want to help you. Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
So just come to us and we'll help you. Okay, cool.
I love the UniTech vibe. Eh? You guys are good people. It actually seems like a really nice big whānau, you know? I like that.
Because here's the thing, like real quick, like if I'm at school, why would I want to apply myself to these things that don't really seem relevant? Mm-hmm. But if I went to uni and I was like, this job's actually what I want to do in my career, of course I'm going to try get an A.
Yeah.
Of course I'm going to try apply myself. So those opportunities will come at UniTech, right?
Absolutely, 100.
So for everybody who wants to check it out, wants to upskill, want to check out the courses, you got the website?
Unitech.ac.nz.
Awesome.
Nice.
So,
come on, get it.
Unitech.ac.nz, bro.
Awesome. Thank you guys for coming through. Remember, we'll put up details online as well on our website, myfm.co.nz. Really appreciate you guys, man. Thanks for the lock.
Thank you.
So our team from the UniTech Institute of Technology. DJ O9's just around the corner. He's going to kick off our 9 o'clock My 30. We'll give you details on that. But to get you feeling good, here's Ideal. It's whatever, my FM.